and the Ad Council.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes, and I want to thank you for listening this morning. Today we're going to be talking about the issue of adoption, a very hot topic for many people. We see a lot of stars going out of the country adopting African children, Asian children, but there are lots and lots of children in the United States of America that need a home. I think if you look back when you were younger, the different people that helped you get past certain obstacles in your life, then some of those obstacles were helped by your parents, but others were maybe a mentor when you were in Girl Scouts or at the rec center, or a teacher that saw that you had skills in your writing and just kind of pushed you over the hump and gave you a little level of confidence. Love is so important to children. I remember when I was younger, learning about Josephine Baker and all the children that she adopted, and I just thought, wow, that's so wonderful, because so many kids are just lonely and suffering out there. So you have a little extra space, or you have a little extra time in your life, you know, think about adopting a child. I'm going to try to reach Gloria now. Let's see, on her phone, and then we can get some more detailed information from her about the program at the National Adoption Center. They're located at 1500
the number you have dialed,
Walnut Street, and Suite 701. Again, they're located at the National Adoption Center, 1500 Walnut Street, things like that. But you'd be surprised. You might have some extra time in there that you could fit. You know, there's single parents that have more than one children. So if you only have one child, you know, you definitely probably have some time to spare to help a child out. But they have a resource here, and they have a support group for single parents, a social network for single parents, where they can talk with other single parents and network and do different celebrations and things like that. One of the nice things they have on their mission statement that the National Adoption Center has.
The National Adoption Center expands adoption opportunities for children who live in the foster care system. And it works with agencies that it acts as a resource to agencies who are trying to find families for these children. So these are not the babies that often are associated with adoption. They're children who are older. They're children who frequently have a challenge of some kind. Often it's emotional, because many of them have been in there are fewer infants available than there are families who want to adopt them. Then frequently people will go to an agency, or more likely to an attorney or some intermediary, to adopt. And sometimes the cost can be rather high, as much as $30,000 maybe. However, when you're talking about the children that we deal with, children who live in foster care, there is almost no cost to adopting.
Wow.
Agencies are very eager to get these kids into families. So I would like to stress that we're looking for families. You need to have a criminal check, and you need to have a background check. You want to be sure that, as sure as you can, you know, it's not a science, it's an art. And you want to be as sure as you can that you make the right decisions, and that you place a child with a person or a couple that will be able to raise and nurture them and give the child everything that he or she needs. We don't like to make any mistakes.
Of course.
You do the best you can. Now, sometimes it's a mismatch. There are about 15% of the time adoptions don't work. But when you look at birth families, I would have to say that maybe that much or more birth families don't work. I mean, sometimes the match isn't a good one. Sometimes the child might present more of a challenge than parents thought. All kinds of things can happen. But I would say an 85% rate of the adoptions working out is a very high rate, considering some of the issues the children bring, particularly imagine a 13 with even before the adoption, so that they can get an idea of what this is going to be like. Nobody can tell you that better than somebody who's been there and done it.
Right.
And there are therapists that are specialized in kids who are adopted, and what they do is they very much understand the developmental stages of children, and then they can superimpose on that the differences that happen when a child is adopted. So children will frequently go through periods where they will feel a keen sense of loss.
Okay.
But when you're adopting a child from foster care, unless there are some children that are in foster care whose rights have not yet been terminated. The parental rights have not yet been terminated.
Mm-hmm.
But the thought is that they will be very shortly. And these are called false adopt cases, where the prospective adopter is told, this child is not yet legally free, but we expect the child to be legally free very shortly, and are you willing to take the child under those circumstances? If you do that, then there is an after child, and they are hoping to adopt him. And it was clear that the child had really bonded with this couple, and he was calling them dad, and he just adores them. His own mother, birth mother, unfortunately, was addicted to drugs, and she has not been able to get her act together to take the child back.
Wow. Well, I think that's the most important thing. I was mentioning earlier, you know, again, before, I was just saying when I was younger that there were so many people that helped me flourish in my life. My parents, of course, definitely had a large impact.
It surfaces, it recedes, it comes back again. And what we find is that children do varyingly well or poorly when they are adopted across racial lines, just like anything else. If you look at children who are, say, in their 20s now or 30s who have been adopted across racial lines, most of them will say, it's just great. This is my family, and this is the way I'm growing up. And they learn a special sense of tolerance.
Peter, the point is that person believed in you, supported you, was there for you on a consistent basis, and that's what helps you flourish. And
absolutely.
Yes,
they
you know, that's
all the difference.
I think so.
The way somebody grows up. And we certainly encourage anyone with an interest in adoption, whether you're gay or lesbian, whether you are black or white and want to adopt a child from another race, whether you are single or married, whatever, we encourage people to inquire, because these kids, there's 120,000 children out there, maybe a little more than that now, who need families. And they're not usually asking for, oh, I want a family that's rich, or I want a family that has a collie, or I want a family.
Right. They just want the love.
They just want the love. They want a family that's going to love them and care about them. And once in a while, you hear a child say, I want a family that won't hurt me, because they're earlier in their lives.
See, that kills me. I can't even listen to news stories. We only have about 2 minutes left, but just really quick, I mean, personally, I'm a parent.